Alphabet Street was like any other street in any other town in the middle of England, Dad said. He sat in the dark of my room, the edges of his face lit from the window, ghostly and pale in the moonlight. But there was one very special thing about it. Every house on our street belonged to an Asian family.
Like the Lees?
No, Asian like us. In Britain, Asian is what they call South Asians. Indians, Pakistanis, Sri Lankans, Bangladeshis, Nepalese, Bhutanese.
Dad!
Yes?
Oh, right.
He cleared his throat. In Thumpton, there was an old factory at the edge of town, made of brown bricks. Every morning at 7:35, every front door on Alphabet Street would open, including ours. My mother would step out onto the sidewalk and join the river of people moving down our street. Some old, some young, some chattering, some quiet. Together they would walk all the way through town until they reached the doors of the factory. I moaned some more. My stomach really hurt. Maybe she'd feel sorry for me.
Oh, I see, Mom said. We've got a sore tummy, have we?
She sprinkled the chocolate wrappers on the floor. It's no wonder, the number of chocolates you ate last night. I rolled to sitting and squinted at the wrappers.
It's not that many.
Not that many? Mom got down on her knees. She reached into her robe pocket and pulled out the whole jumbo plastic bag filled with empty wrappers.
What do you call this, then?
She dumped the wrappers onto the carpet.
Did you eat all this last night? By yourself? Were you hiding food from me? Is this what we've come to? Do you care at all about your body? Do you care about ballet? Have all those years gone to waste?
She kept asking questions. I couldn't answer any of them. When she sat on my bed, her legs barely touched the floor. Her heel kept almost kicking the boombox.
I got a call this morning, she said.
They're still deciding if you get a second audition. If you do and you pass, you'll be on probation. They'll watch you for a month and decide if you get to stay. And if you do well during the probationary period, you'll be admitted to the studio company. She looked intently into my eyes. They never do this, Boomy. You have 3 days to get in shape, practice your audition routine, and get your act together. Do you understand me?
I nodded.
She softened a little.
Don't you want to be in the dance school, Boomy, like Bibi is? Don't you want to be with Bibi?
Something inside me crumbled when she said that.
No, I muttered.